week, I'm coming to you live from beautiful Seattle, Washington, sporting a fantastic view of the mountains and gorgeous vistas of scenic Puget Sound. This is the Mental Power Hour, and I am your host, T. Levon Lawrence, NeuroSculpting certified mental fitness and brain training consultant, mental training instructor, author, and designer of the NeuroSculpting Mental Fitness Training System for the life-changing development of improved mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger mental discipline and willpower that enhances brain health and brain fitness. Wow, have I got a great show for you today, guys. Fact, if you had enough mental focus to hold on to one desire to the exclusion of every other competing desire, your objective would be virtually yours the moment you decide to have it. That right there is the essential key. It seems so simple. It's a simple statement. If you had enough consistent mental focus to just hold on to one desire to the exclusion of every other competing desire, your objective would be virtually yours the moment you decide to have it. Why? What else can compete? What else could compete when nothing else can brush you off course? One single desire. But the key is this, holding on to it. It's not natural for a human being to have a desire consistently through a significant span of time. There's nothing natural about it. There's nothing normal about it. That's why most people don't achieve anything significant for their lives. That's why most people wind up on islands and shores along the course of the world in their life that they never expected to get to. They wind up places they don't even want to be. Because it's not natural for you to decide a thing, and then a year from now, nothing has thrown you off course. That's not natural. That's why you have to train yourself for that ability. But if you can train yourself for it, you will absolutely be able to determine your destiny. You'll be able to set your course, and you'll be able to get there, be able to move along a straight path to what you decide. And it's that simple key again. The ability to just hold on to that one desire, to the exclusion of every other competing desire. So, like I said, got a show for you today. Mental focus for setting and achieving goals. Because it's in the setting that you'll be able to achieve the goal in the first place. If you don't know how to set a goal, then you definitely don't know how to achieve a goal. Now, I'm gonna give you a concept right now. I haven't even really begun the show, but I'm already going to give you a powerful concept. Setting the goal means you need to key in on the word set the goal. Where do you set the goal? Where is the goal set? In your mind. We're not talking about writing down a goal. That's not setting the goal. We're not talking about telling someone else that you're going to do a thing. That's not setting a goal. We're not even talking about sitting down and writing out the details of a goal. That is not setting the goal. Setting the goal is when it is real and when it is permanent in your own mind. Permanent. It is set. It is solid. Let's take an illustration of someone who pours sidewalks, someone who you can even say a construction worker. someone who builds buildings, who lays down streets, sidewalks. When they put down their material, when they lay the road, when they lay the sidewalk, even when they pour the concrete for the building's foundations, it's not real and it's not ready until it is set, until it is solid. It is immovable. It is a real path. And the same applies to your mind. You have a goal. You have an objective. It's not real, and you're not on the path until it is set in your mind. And sometimes that's a process. Sometimes it's instant. Sometimes you make a decision, and the decision is real. It is etched in your brain, and there is no other possibility. But for most of us, most of the time, when we say we're going to do something, we haven't set the goal. It's not real in our heads, which is why so much in peak performance and the peak performance industry, when you read books like Think and Grow Rich, The Science of Getting Rich, the Power of Positive Thinking, what's the other one I like so much? The one with the visualization. I'm trying to remember the name of that freaking book. It'll come to me later. But it talks about mental rehearsal. As a matter of fact, all of these books pretty much talk about mental rehearsal. And the whole point of thinking about your goals and writing them down every day is that you are mentally rehearsing for one particular reason, to condition the goal in your own brain. And what do I mean by conditioning? That means you are transferring the goal from an imaginary concept into a neurobiological reality. Literally, you are taking your brain's own neurophysiology and forming new connections in your brain that are constructed for the achievement of that objective. Because if it's not wired into your brain, it's not set. So that repetition is beneficial because it conditions the actual neurophysiology of your brain to be able to get the goal. And the signs of that are that, one, you'll think about the goal a lot more. When it starts to be set in your brain, you'll think about it a lot. Another sign is when you think about it, it's close, vivid, three-dimensional imagery in your brain. You don't have merely vague thoughts about the objective. The thoughts are real, and you can feel them, and you can feel the emotion. Why is that the case? Because when the objective is etched into your neurophysiology, when it's etched into your brain, when it's wired, and you have a thought about it, it's going to be more real, as opposed to being just a vague concept, a vague desire that, well, you know, maybe I'll get this done. No. You've wired it into your brain through repetition. When you think the thoughts, it's more real. It's more vivid. You can feel it. There's emotional momentum. That means you're going to remember it, which is a third sign that has been well conditioned, well etched into your brain. You're going to remember it. When you wake up that morning, you're going to know the purpose that you have for that day. You're not going to lay there for 5 minutes looking up at the ceiling going, well, what am I going to do today? What do I got to do today? You're going to know what you have to do that day. That is mental focus. Another sign that you have that it's been etched into your neurophysiology, that it's becoming real in your brain, and that it has transitioned from imaginary to neurobiologically real, is that you will have urges to do it, and you will have these urges consistently, and that these urges will be strong. Remember, mental focus is the total alignment of the thought, of the emotion that comes with that thought, of the urge that results because of that emotion, and then the action that flows from that urge. Those things are aligned. So when you have an objective and it's conditioned strongly into your brain's own neurobiology, That means there's thoughts. There's emotions behind the thought, which means the urge to do it is there, and it's there consistently. So obviously, when you have the urge, you're going to take the action. Now, what would throw you off? What would interfere with that kind of mental focus to make you veer right and left of course? Sometimes even getting so lost you never get back on course and wind up doing something else. What would interfere with those things? We're going to talk about that. Mental focus for setting and achieving goals. We're going to talk about how to use the power of mental focus for transmuting imagination into reality. We're going to talk about why your sincere desire to be or to do or to have something in your life is in itself all you need to take possession of the object of your desire. If the desire is strong enough, that's all you need. And it's a natural progression. And I'm not talking about some magical thing where it just falls out of the sky because you want it. That's not what I'm saying. I'll give you the details of that. We're going to talk about how properly executed mental focus training, sets your brain's normal daily function to make achieving your goals natural and easy for you, because that's what you want. You want your subconscious mind to be so aligned that when you do have a thought, it's not one that takes you away from the goal. When you do have an emotion, it's not one that makes you not want to do what you need to do. When you have an impulse, you want it to be an impulse that makes you want to jump right into the thing you need to do. Proper mental focus training sets you up for that. And we're going to talk about why the very act of setting the goal becomes the most important and valuable momentum-inducing act in the acquisition of the objective. And we're going to go over a few key ingredients of goal setting as it relates to mental focus skills that helps you get the goals you want. Now, I'll go over briefly about the live personal and group training summaries we've had for the week. There's pretty much two topics that have come up mostly. Now, if you want, you can call into the show, ask a couple of questions. The number is 347-884-9397. That's 347-884-9397. Now, if you can't reach the show, if you're listening to this in the Brain Training Archive at Blog Talk Radio, if you're on our show page, you scroll down, you'll see our past shows that we've done. I only do training shows. I don't do talk shows per se. This is not for entertainment. This is to help you get real results in your life. If you're listening to this in that archive and you need to contact me personally, you can do that by calling 904-638-3851 or simply drop me an email. The email address is trainer@neurosculpting.com. That's NEURO-sculpting.com. And remember, how valuable is this episode for you? Let's look at it this way. If I can get you to understand enough about the whole process and the reality and the nature of mental focus itself to where you can set an objective and not be thrown off course, think of what you can achieve. Think of what you can achieve if this advice is enough to turn that key in the lock of your mind where you actually understand this in a very real sense, what you can achieve. That's how valuable it is. And I'm giving you this at no charge. All I ask in return is that you share it with somebody else. On the Blog Talk Radio page, you'll find a Twitter button, Facebook button, and other social media site buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. All I ask is you let somebody else know the good stuff you're hearing. You've got friends, you've got family that could really use this. Share it with them. Let other people know that you're in the business of getting your business taken care of, that you're doing something significant in this life, that you're listening to something other than just mindless entertainment, something that's going to help you get someplace. And by the way, for those of you who didn't know it, I've got a gift for you. If you have not signed up for the 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness course, there's a treat for you in store. It's a completely self-contained brain training course with more than 25 techniques and approaches that will absolutely change your life. And all you got to do to get it is to go to the NeuroSculpting Mental Fitness Training Studio at www.neurosculpting.com. That's NEURO-sculpting.com. Look up top, you'll see a tab up there says free 7-day training course. Click the tab. Drop in your email address. You'll get a confirmation email. Make sure to check your spam folder. Make sure it didn't wind up in there. Do the confirmation email. You'll get a follow-up email that with access to the downloads you need, two PDFs. First PDF is 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness. Second PDF is The Power of Concentration. Those two PDFs, combined with the fact that you have a 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness forum on the website, combined with this radio show, combined with our YouTube videos on our YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/user/dynamic mental fitness, that is more information, more help on brain training and mental fitness than you will get anywhere on the planet, and it doesn't cost you a dime. Doesn't cost you a dime. You will never find more information with a combination of those resources anywhere on the planet except right here, and I'm giving it to you. Now, what do I get out of it? I get to fulfill what I'm preaching to you. I get to be that person. This benefits me, so there is some selfish agenda in it. I get to be the person who's given this information to you. That means I get to know it just like you get to know it. I get to benefit from it just like you get to benefit from it. I have a NeuroSculpting online mental fitness training studio. Thousands and thousands of people sign up for that free 7-day course. It's not 7 days, so to speak, and then you're done. No, it's 7 days worth of information that you use from here on out. Thousands of people sign up for it. Some of those people become paying subscribers to the NeuroSculpting Training Studio, where they get direct access from me, and they get fully full training modules that they go through day by day. It's an amazing system. It really is. And the Mental Power Hour is brought to you by the NeuroSculpting Mental Fitness Training Studio for the life-changing development of improved mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger mental discipline and willpower that enhances brain health and brain fitness. Visit the studio, neurosculpting.com, NEURO-sculpting.com. Next week's show, we're going to talk about willpower, how to manage your impulses and urges for ultimate self-discipline. A lot of you really need to listen to this show. How to manage your impulses and urges for ultimate self-discipline. It's your impulses and your urges that torpedo and sabotage your ability to be consistent in what it is you want to do. We're talking about your brain here, guys. It's an important show. You ought to listen in. And now, the big disclaimer. The information we provide on the Mental Power Hour is for educational and entertainment purposes only. We do not claim nor suggest you ignore the advice of legitimately qualified mental health care professionals. If you feel you have a serious mental health issue, you should consult your doctor. And if your doctor has any brains, they'll tell you to listen to this show. Over the past week, for our live personal and group training summaries, I'm a consultant for individuals and for businesses and for groups. And two of the topics that came up a lot this week are about the experience of mental distraction while in a mental training session. How does that distraction that you experience when you're training your brain, how does that tie to daily activities? I mean, what really does constitute concentration on a target versus distraction on a target? How do you know you're actually in control of your attention versus how you're distracted? Well, here's something you can do. If you want to know what it is to be distracted versus how do you know you're being successful in your training, go to the NeuroSculpting Training Studio. click on the blog. There's a tab up top that says Brain Fitness Blog. When you go to the Brain Fitness Blog, you're going to see another tab called the Forum. It's the 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness Forum. There's a post in there that deals with distraction versus control, attention and concentration versus a wandering mind. That details how to know that, okay? I mean, when you're in the middle of an exercise, let's say you're doing a basic mental object retention exercise. This is a technique where all you got to do is hold one single simple image on the stage of your mind. You know you've succeeded or that you're succeeding as long as you got your target in mind and you have the integrity of that target. The moment that mental distractions and external distractions start to pull you away from the target, that's when you're in that murky area. When you forget what you're supposed to be doing, that is absolute distraction. Start over. Come back to your target. But if you're able to push away the distraction, if you're able to just ignore it or brush it aside and stay on target, as long as you have that target, you are winning, because that's part of the process of attention control. In your daily life, let's say you're sitting in your office and you've got a report you're supposed to be working on. If you forget, if you go off into daydreaming and your mind wanders off into something else and you've forgotten what you're doing, you've even forgotten where you are, that is distraction. But if you're sitting there and you're working on the report and you can feel, you can detect the tug, the pull of distraction, but not go off into it. I mean, the tug and the temptation is there. But you're doing your best to stay on your target, then you are actually winning in that moment as long as you don't let go. The moment you let go and you're gone, that's it. I mean, it takes practice to really, really know, but you have to risk distraction in order to know what it is. Because when you know what it is, when you know what those four horsemen of mental resistance are, when you know that intimately, you have an advantage that nobody else has. People who don't train their attention do not own their attention. You've got to train it to own it. Another topic that came up several times, a lot of people have been exposed to something called law of attraction. Law of attraction is something that's an industry, so to speak, and you'll find it in works like The Science of Getting Rich, Think and Grow Rich. Let's see, what's another one? Oh, The Secret. That's a big trend that's been out for a while. Well, people who have been exposed to those works are constantly asking me how that applies to mental focus, how they can train their attention and their concentration and mental focus to be able to take advantage of the law of attraction. And I tell them, just like I'm telling you, there is no such thing as what you want magically just falling into your lap merely because you desire to have it. It's not the thing that comes to you. It's you who go to the thing. Because the possibility of you achieving what it is you really want has always been there. And it has never been out of reach. It is you who have not had the proper mindset to be able to see your way clear there. That's why mental focus gets you what it is you want. That puts you on the right path, because mental focus finally gets you to start putting your attention where it belongs. Mental focus starts getting you to think the proper thoughts that align with what it is that you really want. Mental focus gives you the right emotions so that you stay fired up and so that you stay attracted to the thing that you want. Mental focus is what gives you the right impulses and urges to interact with the thing you want. It's mental focus that makes you take the right, efficient actions to get what it is you want. Law of attraction, there's only one law. Pay attention. attention to what it is you want. Remember that the fact that I gave you earlier. It's simple and it's fundamental, guys. Fact. If you had enough consistent mental focus to hold on to that desire to the exclusion of every other competing desire, your objective would be virtually yours the moment you decide that you're going to have it. And that's the key. That is law of attraction. It's not it that comes to you. It's you who finally opens your eyes to see your way clear to taking possession of it. So, mental focus for setting and achieving goals. How to use the power of mental focus for transmuting imagination into reality. And it's as simple as this. That desire you have for a thing, for a normal human being, most likely for you, has to compete with the hundreds and thousands of urges and desires and thoughts that flow through you on a weekly basis. Let's say there's a Sunday. It's a Sunday. You're sitting around, you're watching football or whatever you do on a Sunday. You're out at a picnic or you're in church, and you have an idea suddenly rise up in your head. The idea that rises up in your head is that you want to have a certain career. That's your desire. You're sitting there on Sunday, and you decide, you know what? I finally decided what I want to do with my life. I want to do X. I want to be a boat captain. Let's just use that for an example. Right now, I'm a secretary. I'm a salesperson. I'm an executive. But what I really want to do is I want to be the captain of my own boat. I want to charter people, and I want to take them places in the Bahamas or the Caribbean someplace. I want to be one of those charter boat captains. That right there is the desire that you have right then. Now, that let's say you have that around noon on Sunday. By 1 o'clock p.m., that same day, you probably have experienced hundreds of thoughts. And most likely, if you're like most people who have not trained their attention, you are not even aware that you had those thoughts. Every single one of the thoughts you had contained some form of emotional content. Every single thought you had was probably, it felt real to you. Felt like your own voice. And mentally, spiritually even, you were interacting with that thought. You were immersed in it. You were not in the room with yourself. So between noon, when you decided you wanted to be a charter boat captain, and 1 o'clock, you went through experience after experience after experience. And I will tell you this, most likely, the majority of those experiences that you went through in that 1 hour, from the time you decided you wanted to be a charter boat captain and 1 o'clock, most of those experiences had absolutely nothing to do with you being a charter boat captain. Many of them might have been an absolute contradiction to you being a charter boat captain. And this is just 1 hour of your day. You've got the rest of the afternoon on that Sunday to deal with, that going into the evening, and then you've got to go to bed, you've got to wake up, and then you've got to go through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday before you get to the next Sunday. Thousands and thousands and thousands of thoughts, possibly hundreds of thousands of thoughts between that Sunday noon and the next Sunday noon. And most of those thoughts have absolutely nothing to do with you being a charter boat captain. 99% of human beings in that scenario will absolutely forget that they wanted to be a charter boat captain between that Sunday and the next. They will absolutely forget that they had that desire. It was a genuine, heartfelt desire when they had it. It made them feel good. It inspired them. It would have been an amazing destiny to do it. It would have made them happy. But between noon on that Sunday and the next, it is gone away. Where did it go? It goes to the same place that every other desire they had during that week. It went to the same place, wherever that is, lost, or maybe buried somewhere down in the subconscious, because deep down inside, you may still want to be a charter boat captain, cruising around the Bahamas, listening to Jimmy Buffett music, sipping on Corona beer. In your heart of hearts, that may be what you want, but what is happening? That desire has been displaced 1,000 times during that week, more than 1,000 times. That desire has been displaced hundreds of thousands of times during that week by thought after thought after thought. Most of those thoughts have absolutely no meaning. They have no purpose. They are simply mechanical, repetitive mental noise. And hence my fact from earlier. If you had enough consistent mental focus to just hold on to that one thought, that one desire, during that entire week, when you got to the next Sunday and you're sitting there watching football, or you're at the park hanging out, or you're in church, by the time you got to that next Sunday, you will have made progress on becoming a charter boat captain. You will have had no choice but to make progress. Why? Because you have to look at the content of a desire. Remember the point I want to make to you. The desire itself is enough to literally bring your desire about, to bring the actual reality about. When I talk about transmuting imagination into reality, I'm talking about the one key thing you need to be able to do, and that is to hold on to the desire, to hold on to the thought. Why? Because if you can hold on to it, if you can control your attention enough to simply hold on to that desire will absolutely displace the hundreds of thousands of thoughts, the hundreds, perhaps thousands of desires that would otherwise sweep it off the stage from one week to the next. If you could simply control your attention on that Sunday at noon, you have that thought, that desire to be a charter boat captain in the Bahamas. Oh, yeah, baby, you're going to be tooling around having fat, suntan-oil-soaked tourists on your boat. You're going to be wearing loud flowered shirts. You're going to grow some freaking dreadlocks, for crying out loud. You're going to be tooling around the Bahamas helping people catch big fish. You're going to be taking your little part of it. You're going to be making pennies, but man, you're going to be happy. You got that thought. You got that desire. By the time 1 o'clock rolled around, you've got absolute attention control. You have brushed aside every other desire that tempted, that tried to barge its way on stage. 1 hour later, you still got that desire. Billions of human beings cannot do that because they have not trained their attention. They don't own their attention. If you can simply train your attention to stay focused on that desire for 1 hour, you will be able to hold on that onto that desire, resurrect it whenever you want to. Because almost nobody you know can hold on to one thought for 1 hour, guys. They're not trained to do it. It's not natural. It's not the way the brain normally works. That's not the way the brain normally works. You've got to train yourself to hold on to that desire. Train yourself. And by the way, I'd like to thank everybody who's in the chat room for showing up. And what is this? A future talk show chick asks, are you the black dude in the picture? No, I just like putting up pictures of other black dudes on my Blog Talk Radio program. Yeah, that's me. Anyway, if you can hold on to that desire for 1 hour, if you can train your attention to simply hold it, that's why when I mentioned that basic mental object retention exercise where all you do is hold on to a simple image in your thoughts for just a few minutes, did you know most people can't do that exercise for more than a couple minutes when they first start off? If you can't hold an idea consistently and clearly on the stage of your mind, you're going to always have issues with goals. So you train on a daily basis. You give yourself 30, 45 minutes a day. You train to be able to hold a single idea on the stage of your mind. All you're doing is telling the universe, telling God, telling the world, telling life, I intend to do what I set out to do, and there is nothing that's going to stop me. Because the biggest obstacle that throws you off from getting what it is you set out to do is not external situations, not external circumstances, not external people. It's your own mind's failure to think the same thought and to have the same desire consistently over and over again. The inability to move in a straight line along a consistent course to efficiently achieve a goal is not because of a lack of impulse to do so, but because of the irritating, distracting, nonsensical presence of competing desires and thoughts and impulses flowing through your neurophysiology, flowing through your central nervous system all the time. That's the only thing keeping you from achieving what you set out to achieve, is that your brain, your mind wanders onto other things. So just keep your mind from wandering. How do you keep your mind from wandering? Train it to do what you tell it to do. Train your mind to obedience to your command. And it starts with training your attention. In mental focus is about keeping your attention onto one thing at a time that matters to you. Onto one thing. It's about putting your attention on the thing as you set the objective. And remember, setting the objective means that it is etched, it is solidified into your neurophysiology, into your brain. That's where it's first made real. Mental focus for setting and achieving goals is the same as mental focus for setting goals. It is in the setting of the goal that you begin to achieve the goal. You set it in your brain, which means you take your attention and you constantly direct your attention to the objective. At first, you think about it, but you don't just go wandering off thinking of other things. No, you bring your attention right back to thinking about it. And you think about it and you think about it over and over again, not for a few minutes. You think about it for 30 minutes. You think about it for an hour. You run it through your head. What does that do? One, it gets you to control your attention, for crying out loud. That is so important. In order to achieve a significant goal over a long span of time, you need to be able to control your attention to get it to do the same thing over and over and over again, to put that attention on the goal. So the first thing you're doing is you're placing your attention onto a thought consistently. Every day you are resurrecting that thought. From the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed, that is your purpose. Now, even if you have another job, even if you have another business, you can convert that job and that business to the purpose of achieving the goal. That requires you to constantly think about the goal. You will now achieve the goal because you're not working in that particular industry, because you have another job, because you're involved in other things. Those things will start to take on the purpose of getting you to where you want to go. Don't be frustrated. Don't be down in the mouth because you're not doing exactly what it is you want to do. If you control your attention, train your attention to stay on that one purpose, that one thought, then the things you're doing now will literally begin to feel like they are getting you where you want to go, because it's true. Because your every action will start to reflect the fact that you only think about the one dominant aim, the one dominant purpose. You will hear that term, the one dominant aim and the one dominant purpose, in a lot of the older literature on goal setting, from Emerson to Norman Vincent Peale to Napoleon Hill. You will hear that, the one dominant aim. You don't, like, for instance, do you realize that in mental focus, all these things that you want, from money to cars to houses to vacations to being around really cool and ritzy people, all these things can be achieved if you have one dominant aim. So there is no profit in you thinking all day about all these various desires. Just have one dominant desire to be a world-class success at one thing. And then all those other things, you'll have direct access to them. You'll have the money, the resources, and the connections to be able to do those things. That's why it's so important to have one dominant aim. That's why your sincere desire to be, to do, or to have is itself all you need to take possession of the object of your desire. You only need that desire. And the reason anybody won't get it is because it's not just that one desire they're dealing with. They're dealing with all these others. They're not controlling their attention. That is why the very act of setting a goal becomes the most important and valuable momentum-inducing act in the acquisition of an objective. Why? Because when you control your attention and you focus on one desire and you decide that you're not going to allow any other competing desires to interfere with the presence of that one dominant aim on the stage of your mind, when you decide you will cut off all other possibilities in your thinking, then your emotions will have no choice but to support that desire. You will find yourself hungrier and hungrier and more interested in that one thing, because your emotions will not be dispersed across a wide range of conflicting desires and thoughts. One dominant aim, one dominant thought, over and over again. Next thing you know, your emotions move you and drive you to that one thing, which means your impulses, your drives, your urges will be aimed exclusively to that one thing, which means you will take the actions because you will be driven and compelled to take only those actions. And when you take those actions, that is the same as setting the path and walking in a straight line. Nothing will be able to tempt you to move off to the right or left of course, because there is nothing tempting you in your mind. There is nothing else displacing those thoughts and those and that thought and that desire. The winds of inner change are not getting in the way. They are not blowing you off course. You're moving in a straight line, and you're doing it with ease, with natural ease. It's natural because there's no resistance. There's nothing on earth stopping you from taking that next logical step on the straight and narrow path to your objective. And guess what else changes? Because we're dealing in mental focus, we're literally dealing with your entire perception of life, the world, and yourself. When your desire and your thoughts and your impulses and your urges are literally set into one mode, your entire perception of what's possible changes. The goal to you subjectively does not feel like it's off in the distance somewhere. It feels like it is here and now, because everything you do is getting you to the goal. Every day, becomes an achievement for you. You get to the end of the day and you can enjoy the thrill of having done it. It feels like you've done something. That is purpose. That's the kind of mental focus that gives you right and healthy purpose. And what a thrilling feeling to get to the end of the day and be absolutely satisfied because you know you've done something significant. You've expressed a kind of freedom that is unavailable to the majority of human beings. So those are the ingredients of goal setting when it comes to mental focus. You are expressing mental focus skills when you control your attention onto one dominant aim, desire, and thought. And when you control your attention and continually direct it onto one dominant aim, one inspiring thought with its just inspiring emotional content, you've done everything you need to do, and that's all you need to worry about. That's the only thing you can control. You can't control what's happening in life around you. You can't control people. But the one thing you can control is what you do with your attention. That is your power. What you do with your attention, that determines your destiny. And the first thing you can do with your attention is make a decision that you're going to place it onto one dominant aim, one idea. And then you train yourself to do that over and over and over again all day long so that everything you do takes on the meaning of getting you that particular thing. Now, does that sound complicated? No. It's very simple. So why do most human beings not do this? Why do most human beings not even know about it? That's just the way the world is made. That's just the way the brain is constructed. Again, it's not natural. But it is natural for you to train yourself. The brain has the ability to improve and reconstruct itself. That is natural. That is normal. That the brain is a self-improvement mechanism. And so you are not responsible for what has happened up in your life up until this point if you have not trained yourself for attention control. Because if you've not trained yourself for attention control, you are not in control of your life. It merely feels like you are. It's an illusion. You don't take control unless you take control. And the one thing you have control over is your attention. Start to control that. You will gain control in many other things that right now you have no access to. You have no control over what comes up from your subconscious, what bubbles up. But if you begin to control your attention, you will begin to open the door to levels of mental and cognitive control and power that you may not have ever even conceived of. So it starts with attention, and it ends with mental focus. Actually, it ends with power of will, but that's another show. That's next week's show. So some other points I'd like to make right quick before I go ahead and wrap up the show today. I'm going to do a show on attention control and goal setting. I'm not going to do it next week. I'll schedule it for another time. But it actually ties into what we've talked about today. And it's going to be very, very good. I'd like you to make sure you pay attention. There's on the Blog Talk Radio page, you have the ability to subscribe to this show to get an email notification of future shows. Make sure you do that. When I send out the newsletter, later on this week, it'll probably be this Saturday or Sunday, I'll put out the newsletter. It goes out to thousands and thousands of people. I want to make sure it's a big one because there's a lot going on, including the fact that we are restructuring the training at the NeuroSculpting Mental Fitness Training Studio. We're using a new tool, an e-learning tool called Articula. It is absolutely awesome. When I send out the newsletter, I'm going to talk about this show, Attention Control for Setting and Achieving Goals. Because mental focus is a higher-level training topic. Before you can even get to mental focus, you have to start with attention control, then go into mental concentration. Because mental focus involves the entirety of the goal setting and achieving process. But mental concentration only deals with one thing at a time, what you're doing that very moment. And attention control deals with your ability to even get to mental concentration. So when I do that show, I want to make sure you guys listen into that. Now, next week's show is going to be on impulse and urge control. Today I talked about a bit how being able to control your attention is very important for you to be able to be able to determine what compelling impulses and urges you have on a daily basis. If you are trying to watch your weight, trying to stay healthy, and you walk into the kitchen and somebody's put a big container of oatmeal cookies up on the counter, and if you have an urge, a compelling urge, a hunger, and you're in to eat one of those, and you're salivating, you're licking your chops, and you want one, if you've been exposed to urge and impulse training, urge and impulse control training, that's not something you have to suffer. Because when you have urge and impulse control training, the very fact that an urge occurs in your central nervous system serves as a signaling mechanism for you to wake up, control your attention, and do something about it. Not resist, because resistance is futile. Resistance is a loser's game. You don't want to fight impulses and urges. You want to convert them into allies. So make sure to listen in to next week's show, and I'm going to tell you how to do that. Guys, I want to thank you once again for joining us, and I hope this week's episode of the Mental Power Hour has been informative, helpful, and perhaps has provided you with some ideas that can help you live a better mental life. Remember to check in with next week's show. If you have any questions about any of the topics on this program, remember you can contact me by email. It's trainer@neurosculpting.com, NEURO-sculpting.com. Or make sure to give us a call at the Neurosculpting Mental Fitness Training Studio. Leave a message. I am a busy guy, but I promise you I'll get back to you. The phone number is 904-638-3851. Make sure to let me know what it is that you want to talk about and where you heard this message. Again, thanks for tuning in to the Mental Power Hour, and have a wonderful week.